remember that President Abraham Lincoln's birthday is February 12th, but we often forget the important role his parents played long after his birth. Today, we journey to the Lincoln's final homestead and farm, a place where a mother bid her son farewell. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
One day, I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
Suddenly, my arm went numb, and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I knew I was having a stroke.
I didn't know what was going on.
I told my wife, and she dialed 911.
I didn't want to miss work, so I went.
The ambulance arrived just in time.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Because of quick response, today I'm on my way to a full recovery.
Today I have partial paralysis.
Seconds made all the difference.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You can make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Matthew Middlestead says it's a story that's often lost in history. The story of Abraham Lincoln's family and their influence on his life.
We look at Abraham Lincoln and think of him as a singular individual, Abraham Lincoln rising from obscurity to the presidency, and we don't think about the extended family that's still around him.
Middlestead, who oversees the Lincoln Log Cabin State Historic Site, says it was important for Lincoln to check on his father and stepmother as they grew older. He feared his stepbrother John would put his parents' livelihood in jeopardy.
One of the things he does is purchase 40 acres of the family farm here so that, no matter what else, that 40 acres could never be lost to creditors or anything else. His stepbrother was involved in a number of sort of shady deals, and Lincoln comes to the rescue several times.
Abraham's father, Thomas, died in 1851. In early 1861, on his way east to be inaugurated president, he stopped to see his stepmother and the family farm for the final time.
Throughout the war years, he continued to send money for the care of his stepmother. And unfortunately, like a lot of families, there's bickering that goes on. Different family members say that others are keeping all the money and not providing for the care of Sarah Lincoln. And so it's rather unfortunate that he has these family issues to deal with in the midst of the Civil War.
Her mother never saw her son during his term in office.
When the news comes from Charleston telling her about Abraham's assassination, she says, you know, I knew something would happen to him, and I knew that he would never be able to come home again.
Sarah died in 1869. The farm and cabin are today a state historic site. Traveling the countryside near Charleston, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.